Blog Talk Radio.
Pray for me. I'm afraid that I'm about to lose it all. Pray for me. I don't need gravity for tears to fall.
Start of the Earth.
Thank you.
and engage with you, delivering a message to you from in the written word. Amen. Thank you, Yahshua. And everyone, thank you for joining us today at Salt of the Earth. We come on every Friday at 3 p.m. So we ask that you let your friends and family know that we come on every Friday and to invite them to Salt of the Earth. Amen. So today's topic is advice from Jesus on how to live in the last days. Because as you guys know, we are in the last days. You can look around. You can look in the news. Remember, we always have current event in one hand and the same. So as we look at today's time versus the time back in Jesus' day, the people are still the same. They're just wickeder. We just have modern technology. Like, we have a car, we have a phone, we have a computer, we have PG&E. It's the same people, just a different time, and the technology has advanced. But we are still in the last days. And people are going to say, well, when did the last days start? The last days started when Jesus died on the cross, because that was the new beginning for salvation, you know, because Jesus is the second Adam. So the last day started when Jesus, when he took upon our sins and he rose in the last day, on the third day. So that's when the last days started. So ever since then, we've been in the last days, and people are like, okay, well, they always say, you know, watch and pray. The Lord said, you know, watch and pray. You'll know the time and hour. You hear rumors of war and famine. But, yeah, we're in the last days. So that's going to be our topic, how to live in the last days. Amen. And as you can see, with this pandemic, we truly are in the last days. You know, with this pandemic, I've never been in a pandemic before. I've heard of pandemics, but I've never been in one. So I'm like, whoa, okay. But I know they said it was a black plague in 1902, 1903. So you have to imagine how those people felt. They probably thought the same thing that we're thinking now. We in 2021. But we still are in the phase. We're still in the process. I mean, we're in the last phase, but it's still more things that has to take place before the return of Jesus. Amen. So I thank you guys for joining us, and I welcome you guys for a whole hour with us at Salt of the Earth. So once again, I am your co-host, Kendra Cole. Now I'm turning it over to Sister Alexandra Cole. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Alexandra. Here. Okay, I'm sorry. I always have this little trouble with my little microphone. Here we go. So welcome, 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 lovely, beloved. I am so happy that you guys are here today. And today is Friday. Happy Friday. I hope you commanded the day. Amen. If you have, amen to you. Good that you pay attention. Amen. And that you want your blessings. Amen. Okay, so welcome to the Salt of the Earth. I'm your host, Sister Alexandra. And my co-host is Sister Kendra. And we're giving glory to God. And we're asking for the presence of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Here at the Salt of the Earth, we are here to encourage you, to uplift you, and to inspire you and pray for you. And here at the Salt of the Earth, we pray on our knees, hallelujah, with the covering of the blood of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. So we at the Salt of the Earth, we point you to the word of God, the written scripture, the gospel, and the life of Jesus Christ. Our prayers and prayings can go deep in our prayer bullets when aimed will hit their targets. Amen. We never take anything for granted, so we are going to bow our heads for our opening, cleansing, and protection prayer. Amen. Lord, we repent and ask for forgiveness this day for any unholy word or deed or act. In Jesus' name, amen. In the spirit of power, love, and sound mind, in Jesus' name, amen. No demon has the right and power to attack my mind or anyone on this prayer line. And because it is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in Jesus' name, amen. In the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, release the angels of war from the kingdom of God. Angels, take your position against Satan and his demons now. Cover the prayer line. Cover the whole air, land, and blood of Jesus, and the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the bread of life. Let us feast on you and nourish for our souls. You are the light of the world. Let us follow you out of the darkness. You are the door. Let us enter the Father's presence in your name. You are the good shepherd. Let us rest in your provision. You are the resurrection and the life. Let us find life and victory in you. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Let us love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We pray this in your name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you. So, guys, today's topic is advice from Jesus on how to live. So, whether a lot of us know it or not, we are in the last days. Amen. This is the beginning of sorrows. What we're seeing now is the beginning of sorrows. So this is nothing new. This is written in the scripture. This is written in the word. Beginning of sorrows are unfolding before our eyes. Matthew 24. All these are the beginning of sorrows in Matthew 24. After Jesus details the events that will characterize the last days, he concluded his summary with this statement. All these are the beginning of sorrows. The Greek word for sorrow is odina, which is associated with labor or birth pain. What Jesus was talking about here is that the beginning of sorrows is what will happen before the great tribulation commences. If we look at Matthew 24, our Lord Jesus details a series of events that lead up to his second coming. Some of these things that happen in Matthew 24 occur before the rapture, which means that the church of Jesus Christ will still be here. But our Lord Jesus doesn't leave us with no advice, but he warned us, and he warned us, and he gave us instructions on how we can live in this age and in this time. And then the time that we do. So let's go to Matthew 24, 1 through 4. Let's see what Jesus, what advice he had. Not my advice. This is written scripture. This is written word. So I don't want you to take the word from Alexander. I want you to take the word from the book, from the scripture. We're going to the scripture right now. We're going to Matthew 4, and is that 4 and 1? Yeah, 4, 1 through 4. Amen.
Amen. Matthew 24. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the building of the temple. He said to them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that it shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you.
Amen. So note that the first thing that Jesus said is, he said, take heed, no man deceive you. This is in the New International Version. He said, take heed that no man deceive you. Amen. Can you hear me? Oh, can you hear me now? Okay. Take heed that no man, sorry about that. Take heed that no man deceives you. Amen. Jesus wants you to be aware, and he wants you to pay attention. He wants you to know your word and your scripture so that when things come upon you, the word, the scripture comes up. The Holy Spirit reminds you of scripture and word, and he will take you back to the word of God. Amen. So this is what he says here. Take note that no man deceives you. And Jesus answered, watch out that no one deceives you. And I believe that if our Lord tells us to do something, we should do it. We ought to watch out, and we ought to pay close attention that no one is misleading us or deceiving us. Because Jesus knew something that a lot of children of God knew. And that is, we live in an age of great deception. Everything is not what it appears to be. He said, for many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. He said, many will come saying, I am the Christ. Jesus did not say one person would come. He said that what many would come in, what he said, many would, they would come in their numbers. That's what he said. He said they would come in their numbers. And these people will rise all over the world. Jesus did not say they would come from a particular country, but they will come from different places. These people are already here. They are not even hiding anymore. They are showing themselves to be this. They are openly saying they are Christ. They openly say they are God, behalf of themselves. Amen. So if you right now, if you go on YouTube, you will see groups that believe a man is Jesus. You will be surprised the amount of different groups that believe a human being is Jesus Christ. Jesus gave us a clear warning to not to be deceived. So a child of Israel have often been led astray by false prophets and false Christ. The rider on a white horse in Revelation 6 is the Antichrist, the final false Christ who will lead nations astray on a scale never seen before. He deceives the whole world on a scale never seen before. He will begin as a peacemaker, signing a covenant with Israel to protect her from her enemies. And Jesus said, watch out that no man deceives you. So how can I ensure that I am not deceived? Well, police who specialize in counterfeit money are experts when it comes to real money. They understand real money so much so that when anything that is not real comes across their desk, they pick up on it. They are able to understand the finest details, understanding printing techniques and anti-counterfeiting mechanisms present in real notes. Anything that deviates from that standard is false. In other words, they know the real thing so well, they spot a fake a mile away. And that is what you need to do with the word of God, to protect yourself from deception, false Christ, and false teaching. You and I must become experts in the true word of God. And when those truths are well planted in our hearts and minds, false teachings are easily identified and the enemy has no chance. Begin to know your Bible for yourself and protect yourself from the different ways of deception out here. The word of God is not the church you attend. The word of God is not the words of a man or a pastor. The word of God is the Holy Bible. Because truth be told, there are churches that started well but have now deviated away from the path of Christ. There are churches that were found on the principles of the Bible, but are now, those churches are slowly being conformed in the worldly idea of Christianity. Know your Bible for yourself. Protect yourself. Jesus warned you clearly to watch out that you are not deceived. The way you can do this is by knowing the word of God. Let's go to Hosanna 4 and 6 and see what the word, what the Lord says about he will be with you during these times. Amen.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee that thou shalt be no priestly, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of God. I will also forget thy children, destroyed, cut off.
Amen. So he says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. God's people are destroyed for a failure to know the word of God. God's people are deceived for acquiring knowledge of the word of God. So deception is one of the elements of the beginning of sorrow. Jesus continued to say, Matthew 24, 6 through 8. Let's see what Jesus' advice is on this.
Hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows.
Amen. But Paul made the topic of the beginning of sorrows clearer by calling it perilous times. He even stated what would happen in 2 Timothy 3. 2 Timothy 3. Amen.
Without natural affection, faith breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good.
Okay. Amen. So in 2 Timothy, this is what Paul was talking about. This know also that in the last days there will be perilous times will come for men shall be lovers of their selves. They shall be covetous. There shall be boasters. They shall be proud. There shall be blasphemers. There shall be disobedience to parents. There shall be unthankful people, unholy people. There will be people without natural affection. There will be truth breakers. There will be false accusers. There will be fierce despisers of those that do good. There will be traitors. There will be heady, high-minded people that are lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Look at the world today. Are these things not happening around you? Can you see them around you to tell you those perilous times are here? People are loving money more than anything else. And I'm not saying it just in this age. I mean the rate at which it happens. This is alarming. This is alarming. People will do anything for clout. People will do anything to get notice on social media. All these things are signs of the... more than welcome. We need to listen to the advice. We need to be hopeful, and we need to follow the word of God. We don't need to start listening to other people saying we need to do this. We need to focus on God. Amen. We need to focus on him. He is the prize. He is the focus, and that's where we need to keep our focus. We don't need to start something new. We don't need to start no new age stuff. We don't need to act like the word has been changed or rerouted or they put it in a new updated version of a Bible. We need to stick to the original word of God. Amen. So advice from Jesus Christ, not from Alexandra, not from anyone on the prayer line, but words from the scripture. Advice on Jesus Christ on how to live in these last days is very important. So we need to remember this. We as God's children, we need to remember of all the signs and the sorrows that we have to go through, and this is just the beginning. So we're not, this is not new to us. This is not, oh, so we'll be getting upset or scared and running to people asking them questions. We have the word of God, and we need to master that. We have the word of God in order to get what we need. Amen. And the word of God points us to what the Lord wants us to do. We can get together with another brother or sister in Christ, or maybe our pastor will tell us, and we can pray together about the advice or whatever Jesus told us to do. But we need to take all instructions from the word and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. About these last days, because it's nothing man can tell you in these last days that's going to comfort you. Everything that's going to comfort you will be coming out of the word of God. Amen. It will be coming out of the word of God, and that is what will get you through. Amen, amen. So that was our topic today. Our topic today was advice from Jesus on how to live in the last days. Because, you know, these last days is going to get worse than this. I mean, you right now, we just going through, they say, a reset or whatever, but it's going to get a little bit worse than this. So I want the children of God.
He is in our lives, in your life, and my life, you know. And I just can't, as you said, I can't praise him enough for the things that he did for us, you know. And I thank him for his mercy. But if it weren't for his mercy, oh, my God, where would I be? Thank you for his grace. You know, I just thank him for being a sovereign God, an awesome God, a mighty God, a holy God, a righteous God. And I just pray for you all as you pray for us, and we all be praying for one another. So let's continue to pray for my family, and I continue to pray for your family. And amen.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you, Sister Paige. Thank you, Sister Paige.
Amen.
Amen, amen. And anybody else have any requests, any prayer requests? Any prayer requests? Amen. Any testimony? Amen, amen. So the word of God was swift today. Amen. The word of God was swift today. And evidently, the word of God has done what it's supposed to do. Because anytime the word of God moves that quick, yes, it's working. Amen. Faith is going out there doing what it's supposed to do. Faith, go to work. Amen. 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 So, amen. So, we got some extra time, so I think I'm going to go ahead and bless the line. I'm going to go ahead and say a prayer over the prayer line. Amen. For the whole prayer line. So I'm going to say a prayer for the prayer line, amen, so I can leave everyone blessed and anointed and in good spirit, amen, for the weekend. Let me see if I can find my prayer book. In the meantime, Kendra got a poem for you. Amen, amen. Amen.
Amen. Today's poem is titled King of Love. Before the throne of the God of mercy, there is a King of heavenly love who came to earth by God's grace to show the truth that reigns above. He is God himself, embellished in grace. He is God the Son with truth adorned. He came to teach our thankless race and grant new hope to us forlorn. The Lamb of God, his destiny sure, to die upon a Calvary cross, to shed his blood, an infinite cure, that those who trust suffer no loss. He made this world that knew him not, this living word in human form. Lost sheep we were, for us he sought to be a shield from the wrath and the light of truth he gives to men, treasures found in his heavenly store. His brightness glistens deep within and transforms us to our very core. He's life himself, yes, living bread. He broke through death and broke through time. He granted new life when we were dead and healed our wounds and forgave our crime. John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So right now we're going to do a little key scripture for you guys. So we're going to do a forgiveness. We're going to do a forgiveness prayer. So we can do this forgiveness prayer so your prayers can be answered. Because anytime you go to the Lord for anything, needing any prayer, any healing or anything, we always ask for forgiveness first. You always gotta go make sure you've cleaned up first before you ask for anything. It may be a long while since you've talked to the Lord, but make sure you always ask for forgiveness first. Clean up before you ask for something. Amen. So I'm gonna go ahead and say this scripture. Amen. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, I thank you for forgiving me of my sins. As you promised, when I sin, I do have an advocate with you, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He paid the penalty for all my sins. Thank you for granting repentance to my heart, Father. I specifically repent of my sins of, and right there, you can fill in that box with anything that you want to. I specifically repent of my sins of blank and blank. As I confess my sin to you, I turn my back on my sin, and with your help, I am determined to follow you and your ways at all times. I realize, Lord, that it is by taking heed to your word that I can keep myself from sin. And through your grace, this I will do. With my whole heart, I will seek you. Don't let me wander from your commandments. I have hidden your word in my heart so that I might never again sin against you. Thank you, Father, that guilt no longer has any domination in my life whatsoever. You have set me free from all guilt. Thank you for imparting your righteousness to me through Jesus Christ, who knew no sin. It is he who became sin for me so that I may be made righteous in you. Thank you, Father. Unto you, O Father, I lift my soul, for I know you are good, and you are always ready to forgive. You are plenteous in mercy unto all who call upon you. I do so now in the full assurance that your forgiveness is for me. Thank you, Father. Amen. So both prayers right there were said for you. So if later on you have a private request you want to talk to the Lord about, if you have said that prayer and forgiven those who hold something against you or that have hurt you, now you can go to the Lord and talk to him about something that you're dealing with now in your life. Ask for forgiveness for that last one that you're holding against someone. Let it go and go to the Lord now with your new situation that you need to talk to him about, and you said this prayer in your heart so you can forgive. Get your prayer heard and answered. Amen. By the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's why we just did that prayer there. Amen. So we want to make sure that you are getting your prayers heard and the Lord is acknowledging you on the prayer line and your prayer request. Amen. Amen. So I want to thank everyone for coming today. I want to thank everyone. Every Friday, we're here every Friday. Amen. We're here to encourage you, uplift you, pray with you. Amen. Any requests that you have, we're here to pray with you, uplift you, and encourage you. And remember, we're the salt of the earth where we pray on our knees. Amen. And we're covered by the blood of Jesus. Amen. One moment, please. Amen, amen. So we just want to be ready, amen. We want to be ready because we know we are in perilous times. We know what's going on out here, amen. So we want to thank everyone for coming today. We enjoyed your presence, and we send love and blessings with you and love of Christ with you. And we send the love of Christ with the hedge of protection until we meet next week. Same prayer line, same prayer time. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God that our Savior by glory and majesty, dominion, and prayer both now and ever. Amen. So amen. I want to thank everyone for coming today. We had a great topic, advice from Jesus. Amen, on how to live in these last days. Advice in the Word of God. Amen. We got it in the New Testament and in Revelations, how to live in these last days. Advice from Jesus. Not man, but Jesus. Amen. So we want to hear what Jesus is going to tell us about how we need to live in these last days. Amen. So as long as you come back to the salt of the earth and stay tuned, you will continue to hear things that we've talked about. We go back and enforce. We talk about it again. We want you guys to remember it, and we go on to new things. But we just kind of go over things we had before that you connected with new things that we talk about. Amen, amen. So I just want to thank everybody for coming. It was great having you guys with us this Friday. We look forward to hearing from you guys and seeing you guys next Friday because we always have something decent and good to talk about. And we also have our current affairs, what's going on with the Christian society in the Christian world. We have Christian news sometimes, so we share that with you as well. Do we have any new Christian reports this week? No? Okay, so we have no reports this week. Next week we might have something new to share with you. But we're always taking a look at what's going on so we can keep you guys updated along as we go with the Word of God. Amen? So can never go wrong with that. Amen, amen. We got a watcher. We got a watcher on board, somebody that's watching. Amen. Jesus said, watch and pray. So we got somebody that watch and pray. Amen, 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 amen. So is there anything anyone would like to say before we dismiss? Amen. 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 Okay, well, no one has anything good to say. Well, we all know that we love the Lord, and we are all here together for a reason. God don't put things together for a reason. We're all here for a reason. And pretty soon we're going to see why we're all together like this. It's going to pay off big time. So stick around and see what the Lord has in store for you because we got a lot of things that will be coming on this line you guys will be telling about. And we just will be sharing things back and forth in general, period. Amen. Because the Lord might talk to you and put some on your heart to tell the people on the line. Who knows? Amen. But right now, these are perilous times, and we are going through the beginning of sorrows. Amen. We are going through the beginning of sorrows. Amen. So I want to thank everyone for coming on the line. I want you guys to have a triple A Friday evening. Enjoy the weekend. Go out and have a nice time. Make sure that you cover up. Keep yourself safe. Amen. and just enjoy your weekend. Lord, I ask that you cover all those online today with the blood of Jesus. I ask that you watch, pray, and watch over them going in and coming out. Keep them safe at all times. Keep them in your bosom, Lord. Amen. Wake them up every morning with the light, your light of love shining on them, and continue to bless us and give us another day. Amen. Your children, we are asking, we are requesting, we are asking and requesting all prayers be heard and answered, and we just asking that you continue to keep your light on us, your eyes on us, amen, and that we stay focused. Amen. So I want to thank everyone for coming on this weekend. I want you guys to have a great time. Whatever it is that you're doing, have a great, great, great time. And I will see you guys next Friday at the same time. And we will have something else great to talk about. More love to the Lord. And more love together as one, as God's children. Amen.
You guys have a beautiful weekend. Amen. You guys take care.
Amen. You guys have a great weekend.
You too.
How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce? like our God.
There's no one like who paid the price like you.
There's only one. If you know there's only one, make some noise.